Thank you and good morning. Hundreds of people, including supervisors, Eureka City Council members, and department heads from both the county and the city of Eureka, gathered at the Werfinger building on Wednesday night. They were there after businessman Rob Arkley called for the formation of a committee to deal with the issue of homelessness in the city of Eureka. Arkley was blunt in his goal, to remove the funding for county services that he argues attract homeless to the county seat.
I'm not going to do the ridiculous move of give them a bus ticket to go somewhere else. No, we're going to defund these things and make it unattractive, not for the person who gets a bus ticket, but for all of them. Total success is dealing with it and no longer seeing them walk down the street.
Arkley is focused on Eureka.
I think we dwarf the rest of the community as far as having homeless encampments with 200 to 300 people in it by Bayshore Mall. I think the scale of it where we are is dramatically different.
The meeting lasted for over an hour and Eureka police were called out as tempers flared in the parking lot as people were turned away from the packed gathering. On Sunday, Eureka police responded to the parking lot of the Royal Motel in Eureka and found 33-year-old Joshua Burrell suffering from what appeared to be stab wounds. Despite medical aid and transportation to the hospital for treatment, Burrell later died as a result of those injuries and Eureka police opened a homicide investigation. By Tuesday, detectives report they had developed probable cause to arrest 25-year-old William Flores. Flores was booked on a homicide charge and the investigation is ongoing. There was another armed robbery in McKinleyville. Stephen Walker has more.
Early Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office responded to a report of an armed robbery at the 76 gas station and mini mart in the 2600 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Deputies met with the store clerk, who said that the male suspect walked into the store, pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at him, and threatened to shoot if he touched the alarm. He then put a duffel bag on top of the counter and demanded the money in the cash register. After the clerk gave him the money, he fled on foot. The suspect is described as a white male adult, 5'8", 140 pounds, wearing a black sweatshirt, blue jeans, and a red bandana over his face. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
In Mendocino crime news, Mendocino County detectives are searching for 27-year-old Jose Luis Rodriguez, who is considered armed and dangerous after he attacked an ex-girlfriend and then stole three weapons from the trunk of her car after stealing that car following a confrontation on Monday. Rodriguez, an adult Hispanic male who is 5'8", 215 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, along with tattoos on his neck and arms, abandoned the stolen vehicle in Ukiah and called the victim to tell her where her car was located. Deputies searched the area but did not locate Rodriguez, who is known to travel widely throughout the county. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A month ago, Congressman Jared Huffman asked constituents to send him their concerns regarding immigration reform, an issue he believes needs to be dealt with immediately. Huffman released an Ask Jared video to respond to the numerous responses he received, responses calling for more border security, the need for reform, as well as support for a path to citizenship. Huffman believes comprehensive reform, as proposed by the Senate, is a better path to a bill than a piecemeal approach.
I believe that common sense, comprehensive immigration reform is vital to our country right now. I think it'll strengthen our economy. I think it's going to create jobs. And frankly, I just think it's the right thing to do.
Huffman points out that economic issues surrounding immigration reform don't get enough attention.
The economic side of this issue doesn't get enough discussion. And so I want you to just consider some of the numbers. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that by fixing our broken immigration system, we could reduce the federal deficit by about $200 billion over the next 10 years. That's a lot of money.
Huffman also stated that current proposed bills are not perfect, but are a good place to start. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.